Pro-amnesty Catherine Cortez Masto accused of feigning concern over border with election year rhetoric. By John Binder on April 7, 2022. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, is being accused of feigning concern over legal immigration at the United States-Mexico border as she faces a tough re-election in this year's midterms against former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, R. Last week, Biden officials announced that they would end Title 42, the public health authority that has been used at the border, allowing federal immigration officials to quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries. As a result, Biden officials expect about 500,000 illegal aliens to show up at the border every month. This is the equivalent of a population the size of Atlanta, Georgia, or Fresno, California, arriving at the border over the course of just 28 to 30 days. Cortez Masto, a supporter of amnesty for illegal aliens and border wall opponent, told Politico this week that ending Title 42 is the wrong way to do this and it will leave the administration unprepared for a surge at the border. Laxalt, in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, blasted Cortez Masto. Catherine Cortez Masto is trailing in the polls and desperately trying to fool Nevadans into thinking she cares about protecting our border, Laxalt said, accusing the senator of feigning concern over illegal immigration when it is politically convenient. The truth is that she's spent her time in the Senate opposing common-sense border security efforts, supporting lawless sanctuary cities, and undermining efforts to stop criminal illegal immigrants, Laxalt continued. Her claims on Title 42 are nothing but election year rhetoric. She has no intention of protecting our southern border. During her tenure in the Senate, Cortez Masto has been a fierce proponent of drastically increasing illegal and legal immigration levels to the U.S. Numbers USA. The leading immigration reduction group gives Cortez Masto's record an F. In 2020, for instance, Cortez Masto sponsored legislation to defund border wall construction at the border. Last year, Cortez Masto was one of the leading voices in the Senate demanding amnesty for the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens via a budget reconciliation package. Cortez Masto has even gone as far as to oppose Hire American provisions in Biden's recently passed infrastructure bill. Along with other Senate Democrats, Cortez Masto voted against a plan that would have prohibited federal funds from going to any entity that failed to enroll in and comply with the E-Verify program to ensure illegal aliens are not hired for infrastructure jobs. When I am elected, I will match words with action on stopping criminal illegal immigrants from roaming our streets, Laxalt said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.